This is Kevin Eubanks inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Hi there, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, while I introduce you to our guest, guitarist Kevin Eubanks. We met at Jazz Congress at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City earlier this year. This is part one in our two-part interview. We'll talk about his time working on the Jay Leno Show and that we have a mutual friend. This program, we feature the music from the CD Kevin Eubanks, East-West Timeline, featuring Orrin Evans on piano, Dave Holland on bass, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. Right now, you're listening to Take the Coal Train. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz.
Lovely to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear you at the panel here at Jazz Congress. Can you just talk about that panel a little bit? Because I know we were talking about it before we started.
Mm-hmm.
But there was so much stuff about the guitar, because I love guitar music.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love the guitar.
I love when people say that.
No, I do. I love the guitar. It's one of my favorite instruments.
All right.
So tell me a little bit about the kinds of things you talked about, and maybe I'll grab a question before we go.
We talked about having, you know, to blend with other musicians, how to have your own sound, how do you make a good sound with the guitar? How do you fit in? We play together, we talk to each other, and someone, you know, Russell and Mark, Neer, and I know all these guys, and they're a wonderful support network. They all encourage each other. And I thought one of the more important questions that we really got into was, how do you successfully be yourself when you're in the midst of so much music, so many musicians, so many expectations? So how are you to be yourself in the midst of so much deep history, and at the same time be original today?
Yes, I understand that, and I know your roots are deep for that kind of, for what you just said.
Yes.
Tell us about that a little bit.
My mother plays classical music. I grew up hearing a lot of classical music and her teaching piano lessons, and she played a lot of gospel music. And if that's not enough, my uncle Ray Bryant played so much jazz and blues. So just the family just had a sense of musical history before I even knew what it was. So it was kind of, I didn't really have a choice, which I'm glad, because it was just wonderful to have that in the background. It gives you a lot of confidence. And when you're starting to, I started playing violin real early, and when you play an instrument like violin, you have to have a lot of patient people around you, because
yes,
your intonation and being in tune and everything. So, and then I moved on to playing guitar, and just having that kind of support from the family. And seeing that somebody like Ray Bryant being so successful, you never think that it won't happen. You just do it. You just do it. And later on, you feel like, wow, how fortunate was I to be in an environment that encouraged everything.
That's very important. That's so, so important for people coming into the music business. Because if you don't know anything about it,
yeah,
it's hard to get going.
It is, and so easy to doubt yourself.
Yes, yes, so easy to do that. Both of us here. So what attracted you to the guitar?
I went to a James Brown show at the Uptown Theater on Broad Street in Philadelphia, and everybody in our block wanted to be James Brown. And we would dance and try to dance and spin in it. And so I went to a James Brown concert. And when I left, I remember going out to the curb, looking down into the street, and saying, I want to play guitar. And I'd never uttered those words before. I just came, and you would think I want to sing and dance. But I came out of that wanting to play guitar from that day. And I was playing violin at the time. So my parents put up with me switching from violin to guitar. They were not that happy about it.
How old were you?
12.
12, okay. Yeah.
But that's what, I don't know what it triggered in me, but that's how I started playing guitar.
I understand.
You do? I don't understand.
No, I understand in the sense of how you come attracted to certain instruments.
Oh. Yeah, I just can't find the thread that made me want to play guitar from seeing a James Brown show, although the rhythm guitar player is great. So maybe that's what it was. But I never really quite understood. I know why I started playing violin, but I wasn't quite sure why I started playing guitar.
Okay. Yeah. Now we had this.
Because I was getting ready to ask you if you have a secret to let me know. You
no,
said you
I don't have a secret because
I would.
There's
you know.
The you know just being a musician myself.
Yeah.
And being a you know what I can't remember what started me with guitar. When I studied guitar.
That's right.
You know, we were talking about that. I can't remember when it happened, mm-hmm. but it could have been something like, I fell for George Benson.
Haven't we all? What's up, George?
Here's another cut from East-West Timeline, titled Watercolor. Thank you. You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. We continue with our interview with guitarist Kevin Eubanks.
You went to the Berklee College of Music.
Yes.
And we did say that we had a mutual friend.
Yes, Frank Wilkins.
That's right. That's yes. Right. I think I got to have it come out this time in the radio show.
Frank, what's up, Frank? We played a lot of music in my years in Boston and at Berklee College. Frank, you know, he's just sounds so, he can make you sound so good.
Yes, he can.
And so soulful, everything. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Now, you had another time in life that was very eventful, is the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Tell us how all that happened. What happened that come
I think the basis of why I became the band leader of the Tonight Show and head of the music department was really simple. Jay and I got along great. To this day, we get along great. He'll see a movie and he'll say, I'm just sending a movie to you. And I want you to watch this movie. It's called Green Book. I'm going to send it to you. Or if it's another movie. And then he'll call me back. Say, did you watch it yet? Did you watch it yet? Yeah, what'd you think of it? You know, and he says, watch it with your mom. He's so excited. And he says, oh, have you seen The Godfather of Harlem? Oh, it's a series. It's a great series. You got to check it out. Call me back. And he would call every day after this. How many did you watch? How many episodes did you watch? I said, I'm just watching two a night, Jay. So we stayed, you know, just friends now. We just call each other and we talk for a while. And I think from day one, Jay and I would start talking to each other in the hallway. And people would say, well, where's Jay at? And he said, oh, he's probably hanging out. He and Kevin are probably hanging out. Mm-hmm. So I think in a bigger picture, the reason that it really happened was Jay and I had a nice chemistry together and nobody was really trying any hard. You know, we just sit down and talk, and before you know it, we're just talking.
Well, the thing is, I watched that. I was a Jay Leno fan. And I watched the show every single night.
Right.
And I so enjoyed watching you. I said, yes, man, you know. And I enjoyed all the skits you did and stuff like that. Did you all work that out together?
No, I had a talk with everybody and said, I hope everybody accepts this. I'm not an actor. Just let me do it. Let's just see how that goes. I don't want any cue cards. Sometimes in the monologue we go back and forth. I say, I don't want to know the topic. I don't want to know the jokes. Just let me, you know, free will it. And they said, well, we'll give it a try. And it turned out that it was very comfortable for everybody. And I love playing the music for the show because the music I chose for the show was designed to make the show more palatable to the country. So
yes.
I had no conflict of interest in doing what the show needed to move along. And I learned a lot in that process from doing that. So I learned a whole lot from that show. And then one day, B.B. King was on the show. And we're good friends. So when I told him that I was going to be leaving the show, and he just looked at me with the funniest look and said, what do you mean you're going to be leaving the show, you know? Because he was playing on the show, and, you know, we were playing, our band, the Tonight Show Band, was playing with him. And we were taking a break before we started, anyway. And we just got to talk. The whole studio was empty except for me and B.B. King. And he said, what do you mean you're leaving the show? I said, I'm not going to be here anymore, B. I have some things I want to take care of, and I can't do it and this is important, I have to go. So, and he looked at me and said, I'm just gonna miss you in so many ways, because when I see you there on TV, and I know played all over the country and different countries see it, says I feel like I'm part of it, because we're representing one way or another, we're representing. And I said, B,
amen.
If you want B.B. King, I would not be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad we had this moment to talk, because for you to say. He says, "Well, I'm going to miss you." He says, "Oh man, I don't." He says, "I don't know what to think about that," and I didn't know that he would felt that way, and it was just one of those moments that happens that you never think that would go that way, and it just made me feel so good. It's hard to describe.
Finally, one more cut from the Kevin Eubanks CD, East West Timeline. This one's called Carnival. Learn more about Kevin at kevineubanks.com. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. I'd love hearing from you. You can chat with me at joanwatsonjones.com or comment on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.